A small personal plane is a very big investment, so owners don't tend to trade in a plane like they would a car. Of course, since small aircraft design has changed very little since the 1960s, pilots haven't had a lot of reason to even consider a new model. But as Jason Parr of member station KUOW reports, some new designers think it's time to give small planes a facelift.
Similar to the auto industry of the 1970s, the small airplane business has, for decades, been dominated by three big manufacturers. More than 90% of the small planes flying American skies have been made by Cessna, Piper, or Beechcraft. Their success is based largely on safe, proven designs that haven't changed much in decades. But that lack of innovation has allowed smaller airplane companies to move into the industry with new ideas. Sam Houston is the director of flight operations for Lance Air, a small company based near Bend, Oregon.
Now, you'll notice the thing that's different here is that in a normal aircraft factory, you would hear rivet guns going all over the place, and here you hear no rivet guns.
Walking through Lance Air's factory, you certainly won't hear a lot of noise. But there is the strong chemical smell of epoxy resins. Lance Air makes their only model, the Columbia, from composite materials such as fiberglass and carbon fiber.
Composites are a little bit more quiet. It kind of reflects the, the new high-tech approach to aviation.
The use of composites over the standard aluminum is just one way Lance Air differs from the big three. Flying at 6,000 feet over Bend, the Lance Air doesn't fit the stereotype of a small airplane. The seats are finished in leather, and there's a small stick at the end of the left armrest. This replaces the standard wheel or yoke, which would normally be positioned like a car's steering wheel. The small side stick opens up a lot of space in front of the pilot, where a large computer screen relays GPS navigation information as well as weather data. The smooth, rivetless wing and fuselage cuts down on resistance, allowing the airplane to fly faster with less fuel.
What Lance Air has created is an airplane that's easy to fly, it's not complex, it's inexpensive, and the normal, average private pilot can fly the airplane.
Pilot and writer James Fallows has chronicled the changes in general aviation in his book Free Flight. He believes small manufacturers like Lance Air found a niche when the general aviation industry took a downturn. Now, he says, they need to expand the small airplane market to create new customers.
The fundamental goal of the new small plane manufacturers is to have a whole product that is attractive enough in its utility and its price, even though these are quite expensive, they're less expensive than what they're competing with and trying to replace, that's so attractive in that way that a newly interested share of the American public will be brought to small plane flight.
Simply attracting new pilots won't sustain the upstart's bottom line, though. As Japanese car makers discovered when first entering the U.S. market, Americans like the brands they know, especially when making an investment of $250,000 to $400,000 for a new single-engine plane. Max Lyons operates Hillsborough Aviation, one of the largest flight schools and Cessna dealers in the northwestern U.S. He says that kind of familiarity is a huge selling point.
A lot of people learn to fly in the Cessna products. And so what we're seeing is that when they are at a point later on in their life when they can afford to buy an airplane, 20 years later, a lot of them are coming back to the Cessna products. And we hear a lot of people say, yeah, I learned to fly in a 172 or a 182, and that's what I want to buy.
And the familiarity doesn't end with the pilot, but with the people who maintain and repair the small aircraft as well. Both the established companies and the younger upstarts see opportunity on the horizon for general aviation. As commercial airline travel becomes more and more difficult, they hope that, new technology or old, more travelers will choose to fly themselves. For NPR News, I'm Jason Parr in Hillsborough, Oregon.